time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, one of the many fantastic organizations you can support on Valley Gives Day. They're the local hero folks. And Acadia Jacob and Brian Munier, who are from Tarte. Brian is the head baker and Acadia is the operations manager, which is a fancy kind of like businessy sounding title, which when you just think that Tarte is this bakery in Northampton, you say, oh, that seems like a really big title for one little shop. But the Tarte
Empire
is a huge one. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we've got a lot of sister shops to keep track of, like Northampton Coffee, Greenfield Coffee, Amherst, and then there are two coffee shops in Boston, one on Congress Street and one on Newbury Street.
And so do you do all the baking, Brian, for the whole enterprise, or are you mostly doing the stuff here in the Northampton area?
So I have a team of bakers. Mm-hmm. Together, we all make everything. We have our storefront right on Main Street, which is great, where we can get funky and make all different things. You know, when you see a tray of croissants, you know, maybe we got two dozen or so. But we've been making hundreds in the back because we also bring them to all the coffee shops here in the valley. The Boston shops we go out to once a week with things like granola and pound cake and cookies.
Stuff that keeps a little longer and still tastes as good. You have a loaf of bread here that looks gorgeous that is 100% local.
Yes.
What kind of bread is it? What's in it and where did it come from?
This is our miche. All the flours from Four Star Farms in Northfield, grown and milled there. And this one is 90% wheat and 10% rye. It's one of my favorites.
Can we taste it?
Yeah.
Did you smell it first?
No, I didn't. It does smell good.
It's amazing smell.
And I love the sort of like the thatched look of the bread as well. It's like a classic loaf of bread. Like if you're going to draw a loaf of bread, you would draw it exactly like this. You brought some other interesting things here too that are focusing on the local, like this yogurt. And that's the granola, I'm assuming, that you're sending to Boston and beyond.
Yep. The yogurt is actually Skier from Mayval Farm.
Yeah, this is our new yogurt parfait.
Parfaits may be the most delicious thing on the whole damn planet.
We just got a new grab-and-go fridge. So we have salads, we have quiche slices, and it's easy to just pop into Tarte and exit quickly with a lunch item.
Or you just
you can try to steal it.
Unfortunately, do.
So Tarte has all these multifaceted aspects to it with the Greenfield and Amherst and Northampton Coffees and the bakery right on Main Street. But you're also at the Tuesday Market.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
And then the relationship between the farmers at the market and the bakery, which is right around the corner all the time, is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Through the summer, you'll often find tomato ricotta tarts. Those tomatoes will almost always have come from a farmer there. Some of the berries that you find on our fresh fruit tarts. Beets. We're starting to use beets regularly now, but we always did some savory tarts as well with them.
And you have some savory situation here in this little box. What's this?
This is our sausage puff.
Sausage puff is right up my alley.
This is made with sausage from Sutter Meats. That's the Toulouse.
Whoa, I got Toulouse.
I'm not sure I ever want to go out to dinner with Monty.
I'm trying to do a radio show and eat this very deliciously, like perfectly crumbly. Is this a tart?
It's a sausage puff. So it's our puff pastry rolled around sausage that we actually shape and bake first. We actually get it uncased because it doesn't have a casing. There isn't that snap. Your teeth will just go through the flaky puff, right through the
sausage. The most amazing pigs in a blanket I think I've ever had.
So I wonder if maybe this needs to be the new casing, right?
Yeah, right. Forget about intestines.
Question I usually like to ask, I'll ask Monty and Brian, when you were 10 years old, were you both hoping you would get a job where you could wake up at 1:30 a.m. in the morning every day during the week?
If I told my college self that I was doing this, I'd be like, man, what are you thinking?
What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I don't think I would have imagined it back then. And I personally don't do it every day anymore, but our bakers are there at 3 a.m. every day.
Maybe we should go out for a beer beforehand or something. Brian Munier, who's the head baker at Tarte, and Acadia Jacob, who is the operations manager at Tarte and Greenfield Coffee and Amherst Coffee and Northampton Coffee and the other Tarte-related empire through Barrington Coffee. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, one of the many great organizations you can support on Valley Gives Day this Tuesday. BuyLocalFood.org.